Blog Talk Radio.
That wish would be for you to me.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday. All right, y'all. We're going to try to get this show on the road tonight. Man, look like it's starting off a little slow again tonight. Well, that's the way my show do, but I decided not to just keep playing music tonight and come on in. Maybe somebody else might want to talk because, wow, mostly all the phone calls on here right now are out-of-town numbers. All my guys, I hope they ain't out there street racing tonight. I hope they're going to come on in and back me up because it's the final show before the big event, which started tonight. But mostly tonight is going to probably be all about Testament Tony. I didn't hear nobody lock in for Friday night, even though they tried. I heard a couple of people, they kind of hollered out, we can do it tomorrow night. And most people say, no, we do it Saturday. Saturday is going to be the big day, the big show day, where everything should be going down. But one thing I can say about this year that haven't been in a long time is that a lot of people seem to be very, very excited about what's coming tomorrow. You know, I guess, you know, Leroy and Sham, they trying to do it big this year. So they stuck their neck out, which up here we don't do too many shootouts. You know, Ron had a pretty successful year last year with his shootouts. But other than that, we don't hardly do shootouts no more. You know, everybody want to try to grow his race or come to the car show or barbecue and just enjoy the scenery. But without the shootouts, sometimes the races be far and in between, but just like anywhere else. They'll wait till the last minute and then want to go race and stuff like that. So I talked to Brother Leroy and I told him, I said, look, man, we got to try something different. We got to try to get a fan something to see without having to wait all day other than testing tunes. And then even the testing tunes will sometimes be slow. But, you know, me, I'm the kind of guy, if it's a testing tune or race or whatever, I just like to see the cars go down the track, man. I can tell which car is really doing something, which car, you know, just out there having fun because so many different categories. You got to kind of respect all of them. You know, just when I'm getting out there, I see sometime a family come out there, it's a guy and a couple of his sons with a old Monte Carlo. You know, it ain't nothing fancy, but they just come out and they just use it to see how fast they can get down the track. It ain't fast at all, but they having fun, man. They go back and they change this and that and they tune on it, and they just are smiling and having fun like they got a $500,000 risk out there, man. And even to see that is enjoyable, you know. So this year, we kind of sticking our necks out and hope that people catch on and start talking about it and get more people to come if we can return this kind of event. The turnout means a lot for this race here. It definitely means a lot. And we talk about on the race car side and we talk about on the fan side. This year, it's like a stepping stone for us. I mean, we see it done all the time in the South and other places. And, I mean, they be really doing it up. So this year, we're going to try to see if we can get the fans to come out. I hope they come out as well as the racers to the point where we can make enough money and see enough income that next year we might can even try some no-entry shootouts, you know. And every time they get bigger, we gonna get bigger with the payouts and how the shootouts go. So we're gonna try to build. This is a stepping stone for us. Y'all keep y'all fingers crossed and hope that everything go right, because we trying to get it done. We trying to build the Midwest up. We even got Mass Traction coming in doing the track so we can have the best track we can have. You know, up here at 41, the track is not bad at all. Even 41 themselves have learned how to prep the track much better, but we just want to, you know, take the excuses away. We know that they can do the job if you ask them to. They can do the job now. But to take that doubt away, we have Mass Traction coming in doing the track, and he promised us that he's going to do a good job. And I asked him, I said, what other than you gluing the track properly we need to do? Does the track need anything else? He said, no. He said, the track is a pretty good surface. He said, it should be just as good as any other track around the country. And some tracks that they brag about, he said it should be better than most of them. So some of them. So we're going to try to put 41 on the map as being a good track to come to, and hope that everybody enjoy themselves, and we can stop all the chatter from the people saying that the track ain't no good. These people just spent a lot of money trying to upgrade this track year by year. And I got to take my hats off to them for that. Now, as far as personality-wise, with their personnel, they can do a little better than what they're doing. They can communicate a little more and look at us as their patrons that they really appreciate. I don't really see that, but we're hoping that even this might make that be a change, you know, because they don't reach out and communicate with people like I think they should, and I don't know why. You know, they rather deal on Facebook than to come on every now and then and talk to the people spending the money with them. And they can stop all that chatter by doing these things, because they'll be creating a, you know, reputation. They'll be creating, you know, like a family thing and showing, you know, that they you know, they appreciate how things going. And I'm hoping that all this change and everybody grow up and do the right thing, and we can bring this thing back as big as it was back in the days, you know. So that's what I'm hoping for. Like I say, they stretching their neck. It's 5 shootouts for that day, you know. And that's kind of amazing. Let me see if I can find my notes here right quick, and I'll give y'all a little details on how it's going and everything. I'm going to have to close this here right quick, so try to keep eye on the board at the same time. It's almost impossible, but I'm going to go in here and look at this here. Dang it. Okay. June 16th and 17th, which I already explained to y'all, that the 16th is mostly going to be testing tune. It might be a couple of grudge races that go down and everything, which will be very well, you know, taken. June 16th and 17th, Friday and Saturday, we're having testing tune all day Sunday, but they also got another event coming Sunday, which is not ours, but it's going to be an event, car show and everything for Sunday. It's supposed to be a pretty big day for Father's Day. The shootout begins on Saturday. We got an 8-car minimum. Hoping we get 8 cars. Now, the amount of cars is going to make the difference in what the payout is. But if we get an 8-car minimum, we're guaranteeing a $6,000 payout for the shootout for the 29s and smaller. There's a $500 buy-in. If they happen to get more cars or less cars, the payout will be adjusted. We want stock suspension style cars. We want cars. We want, well, it was at one time nitrous only, but they changed that. They say you can bring what you want to bring. but we want to have stock suspension valve cars, 29s and smaller, heads up, Pro Tree 8th Mile. The driver's meeting will be at 3 p.m. Have your money, see Vaughn. Vaughn will orchestrate the 29s and under. Also, we're having a daily driver shootout, which is $250 buy-in, 10-car minimum, $4,500 payout, no cage, full exhaust, full interior, heads up, Pro Tree, quarter mile, out the back door. Driver's meeting will be at 2 p.m. Get your money, go see Jeremiah. He gonna handle that part of it. Oh man, somebody calling me. All right, sorry about that, y'all. Let me get back to where I was. I was saying, oh yeah, about the daily driver. So the meeting will be at 2 p.m. See Jeremiah for the money. Every day going to be all day grudge racing. All you got to do is get in the grudge racing line and let them know that you got a grudge racing when you want to go. And I'm pretty sure you talk to Sam or Leroy about that. They probably going to have a special line for the grudge racers to line up. The gate admission for the spectators is $25. The race cars is $50 admission. So, you know, it's going to be today and tomorrow at US 41, Morocco, Indiana. It's 2695 West 50th Street, Morocco, Indiana. So y'all try to get there and be square. Let me see who this is. Got their hands up right here. 0537, who we got?
What's up, big dog?
What's going down?
Yeah, man.
I'm all right, man. You at work?
Yeah, man. I'm here. Hey, but I got a quick question, man. I got a guy called me. He wanted to get into the daily driver race. Now, he fits all the qualifications except his exhaust is cut off at the rear end and got turned down at the rear end and don't come all the way out the back.
That's still considered full exhaust. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
If you cut down at the rear end, that's cool. As long as he got manifold, exhaust pipe, muffler, you know, and tailpipe, regardless where it's cut off to, that's full exhaust.
Okay. Another thing, I missed Big Sham's show yesterday, but I heard that Clay Pigeon called himself Angry Bird or Angry Turd was looking for me. I ain't gonna be hard to find. It's short notice. I'm gonna try to have my car there. If my car there, I'm going right upside his head.
Oh man. Oh
yeah,
man, well, I understand that, but
you know,
I understand that, but you know, it ain't short notice, brother.
I just got the day off about three hours ago. I officially got the day off.
Oh, okay.
So,
I thought you talked about short notice because we've been promoting this race now for about 6 months.
I couldn't get the day. I just got the day off, and now I got the car. I got to do a few things to get to the car, and hopefully I can get to the car. If I can get to it, I'll bring it. If not, I'm gonna be very upset because I hate to see.
So what you're saying is, if you're gonna really race him, you're gonna bring it. But if you're scared, you're gonna make an excuse. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying, if I get hold of the car, I'm going right upside his head. And I hope he let every member in his group drive it. I like to whoop all of them.
Oh, man. Well, you know, those
like
people are
going to
be out there looking for you
like
if you come out there, man.
Let all of them drive it. I want to go upside all their head. You talking about this car might blow up. Mine might blow up too, because I'm going to be sitting next to him every time.
You know, I had a little question to ask, man, you know, but I'm trying to wait till my, I'm going to let y'all know right now, if my special guest come on like he did last week, Grand Race Undercover, I'm going to have to mute everybody's mic and let him say whatever he want to say. Oh, I got noise in the background. Yo, mute that mic, cuz. Nah, that ain't
let me,
you.
Let me mute.
Yeah, but anyway, he say he gonna have a topic every Friday evening. So whenever he come on and raise his hand and let me know that he's ready to go, I will mute everybody's mic and let him talk. And then after he get through talking, we'll open it up for people can rebuttal whatever he's talking about. Because he say, you know, he got something that he want to say every week, and I want to give him that on the first half of the show. But, yeah, anybody else? I got these other mics open. What's happening?
Man, everything happening. Big Eddie, happy Daddy's Day to all the fellas out there.
Yeah, to all the fathers. Right on, Brother Maurice.
Big Mar can't make nothing.
Yes,
Big Mar
can't
mess nothing because he's still ducking me, man. He's been ducking me for 9 months, man. He's been ducking me, man. I can't hit the one because he's lying, man. He's faking it. He can't roll. That's going to be a total non-response
for me because me and you both know he ain't going to do nothing.
Man, I'm not even going to do something to you. I've been trying to do something to you, Mark, for the last 4 years since you had that car, man.
Yeah, you had the other car.
But you always come up with this scenario. Man, I'm slow, but I'm effective. I'm a kid. I got a good job for you. Can't you get out the way?
If your money ever get low, man, I can find you a job blowing up hot air balloons with all that hot air coming up out your ass.
Oh, wait.
Hey, Mark, that ain't going to happen, but it ain't got nothing to do with the money flowing. If you need some gas, Mark, I put some gas in your car. Come on, man. Come on. I got this snowball with the top down today.
Oh,
boy. You got to do. Tell me where you at. I'm gonna put some gas in you. I'm slow.
Big Eddie.
I'm slow.
What's going on?
I'm in the house.
Yes, sir.
I got your weekly topic.
Sir. All right, y'all. We finna kind of put everybody on mute for a minute right here. And what's them last four, brother? Tell me them last four before I don't act them and mute you. Because I wasn't looking dead at the board.
1764.
Huh?
1764.
I got you. All right, y'all. Y'all just hold on for a minute. All right, brother, you got the flow. Come on. We're featuring Grudge Racer Undercover. Come on with it, bro.
Yes, sir. For those the ones who missed it last week's topic was these incorporations. And I'm not going to touch much on it because I have another subject for the day. But for those who wasn't in tune, incorporation is different groups merging into one to keep from running each other. So if I have a tuner and you had the same tuner, we can't race. If I get my trans fixed by your trans man, we can't race. So it's called incorporation grudge racing. These guys is tying up cars that could be racing. That's not going to race because, you know, friends and tuners and chassis man and all of that nonsense. So my opinion as a couch potato that I am, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. I'm just a cow. I'm not a factor in racing at all. I'm just somebody who lay back and look and watch. Maybe some people missing it because of the excitement and everything. So they're not really paying attention. So anyway, I'm going to step off of that. Somebody might want to chime in on that. But this week is, as me being a spectator as I am, couch potato, and I look at a lot of racing, lock in. And when somebody sees something that they don't like, they want to pay that lock-in money off to keep from getting that ass tore up. So I was sitting back thinking, just if you run it for $2,000, I think the lock-in money should be $1,000. Because if you put some meat on it, that's going to stop all that, I'm going to pay the lock-up. This is Grudge Racing Undercover. I just want to know because I don't know. I'm standing by. You can open them up, Eddie.
All right. Before I open them up, I wanted to tell you that I had talked to some people earlier today, and we were touching on the same thing as you say, lock-in.
Mm-hmm.
And our lock-in, you know, the question was for us of the night was, is lock-ins really worth it?
Yeah,
you know,
worth
these
it.
Days. You
it's
know.
Worth, but
yeah.
What you do is put some pressure on that lock-in. If you're racing for $2,000, let's do it for a G. Lock in the G or better.
Let's all right, I'm going to open
G.
these mics.
Because these little 200, oh, yeah, I pay that $2,000.
Uh-huh.
That ain't nothing. Put some pressure on it.
Yeah, I know
I'm
what you're saying.
By.
Yes, sir.
I'm going on mute.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going on mute for a minute.
Well, they finna come in. We're going to see if they want to know something about it.
I want to know one thing, man. Good evening, Carla, to the J-Man. Good evening to you, brother. I just want to say one thing to it. If, what would it take, and I'm asking Big Mark, what would it take for him to get to the line? How much meat do I got to put on it? I'm gonna odd your money, Big Mark. I'm gonna put $3,000 on your $1,000. Can you get up there?
We're trying to answer. Right now, we're trying to deal with a real situation right here. About the lock in, what the man said. You heard what the man said. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well,
let's talk
about
that.
Okay, well, I'm talking about that's the reason I brought it to the guy that I want to.
Yeah, but when you said Big Mark, you kind of joking with it. Let's get on the subject for real.
I'm not joking with it.
We know that.
Hey, I tell you what, where you at right now, Eddie? I come and put my money up right now. I'm not joking with him. I'm for real. I've been for the last 4 years trying to race Mark. That's all I said, bro. That's all I'm saying,
Do you
bro.
Think what he was talking about as far as the money part, towards locking in and try to keep you from bagging up, what you think about that?
I like that. Instead of 200, I like 1,000 or better. I like that.
Hey,
what up, Chuck?
I got a question for Undercover.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Has he heard
somebody,
the term,
hold on, Chuck. Hold
no
on, Chuck.
Money?
Somebody, hold on, Chuck. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Could you please mute your mic if you're not talking? All right, go ahead, Chuck.
Undercover, do you know what no gold money means?
Yes, sir. I understand it, but I get all of that. But what I'm saying is, like, say for instance, for these guys with these $5,000 and $10,000 races, okay, let's put $5,000 up. Let's put it up there. A sun gun to give a G-ball away when you're in those types of cars. So they'll get that away. They'll throw that away. Same guys with these $2,000 races. $200, they'll just piss that off. Okay, fine. Next to the next man. Let's put some pressure on them. If you really want to go, let's put some pressure on it.
I want to go.
I'm Big Eddie. I shut the show down.
Well, yes, Big Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, kid? I had to go inside and take care of a little something.
Oh, okay.
All right. 2502, your mic is open. Come on with it.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Drag? Ain't not too much,
on,
man. Just trying
to. On that lock.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Locking in. I don't know if the guys on here have been around long enough to know, but lock in was only for to get two cars together. When we used to lock money in, when the two cars showed up, wherever the meeting place was, the lockup money gave back to the people that locked it up. Now, since mm-hmm. them day, you know, I can remember it being as long ago as in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. It still went that way. I don't know what it's done become now, you know, to change, but it's not like it used to be. So I'm just saying that to give people that's been around a long time, you know, a remembrance of what it used to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I wish y'all guys a really good show tomorrow. Hope everything goes well and work out well for y'all.
Hey, same for you, Drag. And it's time for you to start promoting yours a little harder, man. When you're coming on here, man,
I'm
you got
to
talk about it.
I'm going to wait y'all show.
Okay.
I'm just waiting
right.
after y'all show. I didn't want one yeah. of them to have, you know, no bearings on the other one.
That's respect, man. We appreciate that. A lot of people don't do that. But I was going to call you the other day and ask you when you was going to start pushing your show because I'm behind you. I'm behind you 100%.
Okay, well, I'm with y'all too, man. I mean, I'm not there at the race, but I'm with you. I want to see y'all do well, bro.
Yeah, we're trying something a little different this year, Drag, and we're sticking our necks out, and we're hoping that the people come and they enjoy what they see this year so they can tell their friends, and next time it'll be double size next year. That's our, you know, that's Leroy and Sham's, you know, what they're trying to work out, trying to get done, because we're trying to get it back healthy like it used to be at the track, you know, with our peoples and our events getting full and stuff like that. So we shooting at it, and if everything go right, then next year it'll just be bigger and better each year. We're going to do something a little different.
Well, anything I can do to help, man, I'm with it.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it. All right. Anybody else? Because I had to go in the back room, so I don't know how that finished with Chuck, but I had to go in the back line.
I don't know either because I clicked over, so he could tell me again.
All right, go ahead, Chuck. Ask him again before he can refresh his mind.
Undercover. Where you at?
I'm here,
Ready
sir.
Go.
I'm here.
I'm sorry I had to click over. But can you tell me your answer again?
On what part?
You ever heard of no-go money?
Oh, yeah. I heard of the no-go. So that's why I came out. And I come up with this. Let's put some pressure on that pot. Let's put some pressure on that lockup money. Because, like I said, if you're racing for $1,000, $2,000, and the lockup is 200. That ain't nothing. They done seen something that they didn't like, and they was like, oh, man, let's pay it off. No, let's put some pressure on it, man. Let's go for the 2,000. Let's go for a G-ball.
It ain't.
And that'll show both of them ready to go.
It ain't that. A motherfucker throw $500 away to say, God damn it, they was locked in and ain't going to do shit.
I get it. That's why you put the pressure on them.
But they not gonna bet more than $1,000. They ain't gonna lose $1,000 on the $2,000 rate. It just ain't gonna happen.
Right. There you go. They ain't gonna lose.
They'll bet $500. Say they car fucked up when they've been at the track all day, and they'll lose that damn $500. Oh, I was locked in with Joe Don't Go.
Well, see, if it was me, I'm just saying me. I can't speak for everybody. And I was in the game, a pretty decent contender, too. What I would do, if I'm racing for 2,000, we got to put a G on it. That's it. If we ain't putting a G on it, then we ain't going to get it on. That's it.
Yeah,
because if you do it that way, that's going to stop a lot. But if you don't, then you got the people who go penny pinch and pay that lockup, and they off the hook.
And that's also going to stop some shit, too, because you ain't going to get no motherfucker locked in for this hour unless they're a real race.
Okay. Then I would. If I'm in the game, like you in the game, I will run and pick those type of people that I know they ain't go bag back. Because if the money is not an object, then let's up their lockup. We go have this show. The only way we ain't gonna have this show, if I break down, fine. I gotta get that G up. I just gotta have better parts next time, that's all. Or sit my ass down. A lot of people I'm looking at and been looking at for a while, the lockup money is their way out. No, you ain't gonna wiggle out like that. You got to pay to wiggle out of this, not that little 200. Nah.
All right, undercover.
That's gonna stop a lot of it.
So undercover, you talk about the big. The big money racers. What about the little guys that's only racing for a few dollars?
I'm on the little guys, too. That's what I'm saying, 2,000. Okay. It's plenty of 2,000 races, but they locking 200 on the 2,000. No, fuck that. Let's go a G. Let's stop it. Stop the ducking. Just because you saw something, you're like, oh, shit, no, I don't like that. Did you see that? Yeah. Hey, go on, give them that 200. Let's find something else to do. Make them pay for it.
Well, for me, if I was locked in and something happened to my car, couldn't run, I'd rather pay the lockup off and go run on some ego stuff and get beat.
Love it. But this is for those who, now there are people who fake like their shit is broke. It's people who fake like their shit is broke and pay that little lockup money and they cool with it. That's for those people as well. It's unfortunate you under that same umbrella because it's drug racing.
I just opened up somebody's mic and it seemed like they got some traffic noise or something. Could you mute your mic till you ready to talk?
Well, I want to say something, Eddie. The goat is here, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
The goat is here. Sorry, Drag.
Come on,
Goat. Pretty, Drag. But the real Goat is here.
All right, come on, Goat.
Ain't nobody going to lock in $1,000 on $2,000. Sorry, unknown. Just ain't going to happen. Ain't nobody going to do it. Not, first of all, it don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. Because you got people paying that up, eat too. You know what I'm saying? They paying on that too. So ain't nobody going to do that. especially not at a track that's local. They ain't gonna do that.
Mm, yeah.
And most people.
That's something I wanted to say.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what up, Eddie? It's Gerald.
What up,
what
Gerald?
Up, Gerald?
Hey, Rob, how y'all doing? What up?
Welcome back, Gerald.
Unknown. Thanks. Back up north. I don't know. I left my warm weather, but I'm back up north. It's 15 degrees right now. It's 78 when I left last night from home. But I want to bring up something. So if you're telling me, if you're walking down the street and you see $200 land on the sidewalk, you're going to step over that $200 and hopefully another block away has $1,000 laying around somewhere down there, knowing you got to put your money, you set it over?
Well, that's good and dandy. But again, I'm looking at the people who's doing the ducking. And that
is the ones
that
you
want to
lock in, the duckers, so you can get paid that lockup.
That's right.
Especially if
you're
local.
That. Yes, sir. Yes.
If I don't have to burn my car out or do anything to get $200, $500 from a person every time I lock them in, I want to line all of them up. Line them all up. I ain't got the race. Just keep giving me money. I'm ready. You not.
So
give me the money.
That's a beautiful thing if it works like that.
Yeah.
What is the
it's a beautiful thing if you could get them guys to lock in $1,000 and pay it to you.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I understand what the unknown is trying. He's just trying to come up with a way
to
get rid of the LeBron James of grudge racing. They flopping. You
I
know
got
what I'm saying?
It's a lot of, like they say back in the days, phantom punch. It's a lot of phantom punch going on.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know
well,
what the phantom punch
played
is, though.
Today.
Yeah.
That's a game that's played today. Just like anything watered down. Every sport you see now is watered down. I don't care what it is. From the yesteryears of when we knew it and grew up. I don't care what it is. It's all watered down now. You're not going to change evolution. This is a change. It's going to be like this. We're old heads. And our time is numbered. What's coming behind us is nothing. Even the jobs you do, the careers you're in, you can't get people behind you to do the same and dedicated to do the same work or the amount of work you're going to do.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It sounds like somebody doing some work, but if y'all talking, I can't do nothing about it. But if y'all not talking and got that noise on here, I wish you'd mute your mic. But maybe if somebody got some in the background that's talking, but it kind of distorts the person that's talking. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was just good. We was around to see those days. In the time that we grew up in, it was good. We was around to see those times in life.
I tell you what, Gerald, I wish it was like that. I could say, hey, Gerald, let's go on here and go to the track and race. And I'm not able to race. No harm, no foul, but it's upon me to give you gas money. Hey, man, how much you put in gas to get here? Oh, here you go. Maybe next time. That would be wonderful. But you got to play the game that other people was playing because if you get me, Gerald, for $500, I ain't going to let you off the hook if I can get $500 from you. I want my $500 back. Just the way it is. I'm not paying nobody to want to race them, and then I got to give them lockup money. That's why I don't lock in months down the line. My life changes every day for me, and my life is not revolved around drag racing. Drag racing is revolved around my life. That's why I don't lock in unless I know 100% that I'm going to be at the track. Because I got a lot of things that I go on that I like to do more than drag racing. Right now, I just like talking drag racing because most of the people that's talking drag racing that act like they're going to race ain't going to go. You know, that's just what it is. They just ain't going to go.
See, so
yeah,
I do the same thing they do. I talk it.
And a lot of people pay that $500 and under just to say, to get recognition. You know, they,
yep.
And I understand exactly what he's talking about, but man, I couldn't tell you no kind of answer that can even eliminate some of that. Because if the person got the money to get himself, his face shown and himself be heard, he can keep doing that. But the person that's rewarding to it is the person that he's for the race. He's getting a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people is getting a disappointment. But I can't imagine. I mean, just like they came up with a flopping rule in basketball for the people like LeBron. It slowed it down, but they were still doing it. Even himself, he was still doing it. It didn't matter, you know. So, it'd be hard to stop.
Right. That's just like Chuck said. He gives the person that you said you want up to $1,000. Now that person that's wiggling around with $200, $300, $400, $500, they're really going to wiggle around $1,000.
Right.
I really don't want no trouble now.
And some people don't run for no more than $500 to $1,000. So what about them people? They ain't gonna lock in $1,000 on $1,000. So, cause they ain't got it.
And
now a lot of people lock in what they can afford and hope that their buddies come in. That's why they say $1,000 and up. If they can afford $1,000, they'll lock that in and hope their buddies can help them raise the pot afterwards. And them people, they're trying to really raise. Yeah.
What? Well, I'm going to tell you, if I did the research to know all the people that like to pay lockup, I lock them in all the time.
I know that's right.
Rob, who you talking about, Rob? You talking about Jeremiah? We were talking about the unknown drag racer was talking about they should bump up the lock-in to $1,000, which – I can't see nobody doing that on $2,000 bet. Right. But I said, shoot, if you could get paid $500 every time somebody don't get up there and race, shit, you would take it. Why not take it? I would lock in
but
everybody
that
pay lock up.
Who is you talking about, dude?
Hey, undercover. What brother undercover go?
Undercover?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Go ahead,
y'all
talk.
Y'all keep calling him unknown, but he say his name is undercover.
Undercover. That's right. That's
Shoot.
Right.
Where you at?
Undercover, unknown. I
go
ain't
ahead.
No harm.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
All right, listen. The average person just out here, it might cost them $500 to go to 41. And they fill
right.
their truck up, buy gas, nitrous. All they want is their fucking money back. So that's an assure whether if they don't race, they going to get 500
mm-hmm.
or they just lose 500 plus the 500 it took them to get there. These motherfuckers ain't locking in no $1,000, man.
Now they got it.
Right, there's no gold money. There's no, and just like Rob or Gerald was saying, they depending on their fucking buddies to help. Shit. You done heard it 100 times. Motherfuckers supposed to race for $1,500 and get paid $982.
it's like you said, no gold money.
That's no gold money.
Understood.
Now, motherfuckers about locking in. If they were serious, they'll make a 500 lockup and put all the money up before they even get to the track. Then you know they got some money.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't going to happen.
Indeed.
That ain't going to happen. Then you know.
I changed my whole thought process undercover. I just, whenever somebody lock in now, it doesn't mean nothing to me anymore. Especially when people try to come from here and go down south to travel. I don't look at them lock-ins as being anything to me. It's not important to me anymore. It just doesn't. It's all a myth. It's just smoke and mirrors. So that stuff don't make me no difference. I had to learn that myself, though.
Sure.
It's not sanctioned.
Sure.
We got no sanction. Like bowling, we sanctioned to play the number one team or the number two team together. That was sanctioned. This is nothing that's sanctioned. So it doesn't mean it's going to necessarily happen just because it got locked in. But I had to learn that
that's
myself.
True.
you know. I just got all my juices get to flowing, all such and such locked in and such. I had to learn this year. This year I learned that. That don't mean anything to me no more. I went down South Alabama. I'm going down there to see some racing, and I'm going to do that because they're going to race down there. I understand that now.
No doubt.
Somebody down
no
there going to get it on.
No doubt.
Hey, I see plenty of them.
Hey, undercover.
Yes, sir.
What's the first rule in grudge racing?
Well, the first rule.
You can stop there because you don't know. You don't know. Let me tell you the only rule in grudge racing. There is no fucking rules.
Facts. Playing it up.
No. I mean, if you get technical, is rules. If you get technical,
there's never rules. There are no rules.
It's either track rules or street rules.
No, that's a stiff. There are no rules in grudge racing.
Well,
it's an outlaw.
You make the rules. There you go.
It's an outlaw sport. You just make shit up as you go.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
My rule is first get the money, then get the power. That's my rule.
Like it.
But you got to race to get the money, though.
Yes, sir.
You know you ain't really undercover. You know that, right?
I know who that is.
I know.
Oh, okay. I ain't gonna say that.
Because I used it before.
I'm just saying, this is my first time ever hearing you on the show. But I know you got that. You know what I'm talking about?
I know who that is. I'm going along with him.
Well, we was expecting that, Shorty.
Hey,
My
20 and 30 year guys, they know.
I gave up on getting you to release them good old street racing video.
Well, we can make that happen, but we got to have some equipment for that. I do have them plenty.
Oh yeah. Well, you know my number. Call me, man. I contribute to do whatever needs to be done.
All we need is a machine. And some time.
Hey, Big Mar, you worried about some goddamn film. You need to take your ass home and knock the dust off that car. Jerrell already said he's going to beat your ass.
Oh, man.
Maybe not.
Hey, Chuck, I heard some rumors about some shit yesterday. I addressed that earlier as the show started, but I would like, if I personally can get that car there tomorrow, I would like to run every single one of his club members in that car. I like to whoop.
He on here, Mark.
Hold on. How long they been talking about this goddamn show finna happen?
Chuck,
I don't. It's been
no. I got to call bullshit when I hear it, and
hey,
that's bullshit.
Now, Chuck, you know,
everybody know this race is coming up this week.
Get out of there,
Big Mark. Get out of there. Hey, Chuck, I keep telling my buddy Mark to be the fuck quiet, man. They gonna call that bullshit out now. I keep telling them. You
ain't
number one.
A number of bulls.
They gonna catch your ass now. We got them.
No,
hey, these 30 and 40 year vets on this motherfucker. They gonna catch your ass, Mars. Just keep on.
I smell bullshit.
Don't Chuck gonna tear your ass up, man. Good
hey,
God,
I'm
gonna.
You got a man coming from Ohio. Told you he gonna fuck you up.
I'm going at their ass. That's all I gotta say.
Hey,
Big
Mark.
What are you
talking to like that? Hey, Big Mark. Throw the towel in, Mark.
No offense to you, Big Mark, but Eddie! Get Big Mark out of here, Eddie!
They don't put you in the same category with Cadillac.
My car been to the track. It got a loss last. It got a win and a loss last time at the track.
Who asked you whooped?
After I got whooped by you, I whooped Ralph with that goddamn Hemi truck, that red Hemi truck.
Okay. I know that goddamn.
You ain't supposed to ask that question.
Ralph,
no,
I know. You don't know him, Ralph. I don't think you know him. Ralph,
hey,
always told me, always
mom,
he always got a dog. He always got a dog.
Run their mouth. I could give a shit about.
Hey, yeah, Mark, let me ask you a question. What does Bernard want to run you with his car? What does the rest of us got to do with his car? That's between you and him.
Hey,
what do we
got to
do with
it? Hey, Bernard,
if y'all
going to
run, y'all run.
Bernard's going to be in contact with
Jim. He's supposed to be with that fourth gen he got. Him and Mark both been trying to get
that. Man.
Fourth gen? Ooh. What's
yeah,
a fourth gen?
There. Mark, that Trans Am, he got a 98. What? 98
Trans Am. The LS car.
Hey,
okay.
Shorty,
yeah, I think
he had the LS car.
Shorty, we got the same shit. He got a 98 Trans Am with 120,000 miles. I got a 98 Z with 128,000 miles. They both bone stock.
Oh, y'all got action.
We got action.
But,
y'all got action.
I'm just asking you, Mark, what does the rest of us have to do with that? The rest of us, you said all of us get in that car. What they got to do with us?
I tried to lock him in. He didn't want to lock him in. I said, man, now my dumb ass ran an all-wheel drive twin turbo car. Why the fuck do you think I'd be scared of that slow ass shit you got?
What I'm asking is, why do you want the rest of us to get in the car? Why don't you and Bernard just do what y'all gonna do and let it be? Y'all been doing this for 4 years now.
Club.
Y'all have two bone stock cars. Y'all could have met at a stoplight somewhere.
I wanna whoop y'all. Oh,
man.
I don't know why y'all trying to make this bigger than what it seems.
A couple of y'all think y'all can drive better than him. I want to dispel all them rumors all at once.
I'm going to get in a car just to say I can drive better than somebody when I know the machine ain't good enough for me to probably even beat you. I'm not going to do that. But like I told you,
well,
I have a challenge.
Bring me in, please.
My own car. If you want me to bring my
car,
come
on, Jerry, let me ask you a question.
And run you with your car.
How the machine ain't good enough to whoop Big Mark if they got the same shit? I don't understand.
Because the machine, I don't have nothing to do with what Bernard over there doing with his machine. Scared, that car might backfire. I don't know what it might do when he try to stop it.
No, it won't. He could make that bitch backfire because he don't know enough to make it backfire. No, I get what you're saying, Drill, but I'm just trying to let you in on a little secret if you allow me to. I'm not trying to tear your ass up. I'm just trying to let you know a little secret. Bernard couldn't make that car backfire if his life depended on it. He don't know how. He can make that fucking Yellowbird, whatever the fuck that raggedy-ass car he got named, that car he can make it backfire. It got a carburetor. He can't make that car do nothing. He don't know enough. He don't know nothing. You know he don't know
That's
nothing.
That's why I'm not getting
that. That ain't no goddamn Pontiac motor. That ain't no Pontiac motor, man. Ain't no Pontiac motor. It's an LS, man. He can't do it. He don't know how. Trust me, man. That's going to be some good action. And I know they can criticize me and say I'm hating on him. But I think he's going to whoop Big Mom's ass. So I don't understand why would you think the car made backfire and all that shit. Man, stop it, man. All 120,000 miles ain't the same.
I don't want him to stink. That's a way for him to get out of what him and Bernard got going on.
He just said he's going to whoop on y'all. What's wrong with that? Y'all whooping on one by one. I'm not understanding what you're saying, Gerald.
Yeah.
Just get to the car
and
have some fun, man. What's the name? I'll put up the money, man, if you act like you scared. What's the fuck is the problem?
I don't know if the man gonna bring the car to the track or not anyway.
You not listening. Big Mark don't even know if he's gonna be there. He said if my car is there. If was a fifth, we'll all be drunk, man. Fuck. He don't even know if he's gonna be there. What difference do it make, man? God damn, go along a little bit to get along. God damn, man. That ain't shit. Them two raggedy-ass cars, man. You sitting there making a big fuss about that, Gerald. Come on, man. Tell him, yeah, man. You was going to fuck. What are you talking about?
Mark, me and Mark
Big
talked
Mark
already.
Ain't trying
Mark.
To hurt nobody, man. Big Mark ain't
trying
to hurt nobody. Big Mark will run some ragged rights, man.
Sure, you know what the crazy
man, you
thing
acting
about
a fool for
is?
Nothing, Gerald. This shit is retarded,
hey,
man. Get that yeah, whatever Mark say, man.
Hey,
sure, Mark will run a motherfucker for $50. What is whining for, man?
Right. I just want them to
tell me what
I'm lying,
Chuck. Do it sound like Gerald over here whining or what, Chuck? I
want to
ask Chuck.
I want them to get along. That's
all
I'm saying. I want them to. They've been talking about
they go
years.
Get along, but what
them
they got to do with what Big Mar say? He said he want to whoop all y'all ass. Y'all can't turn
in
the shit off his ass. What's the problem?
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
What is the problem, man? I get in there and whoop Mark ass. It don't make no difference. What difference does it make, man? It's a bone stuff.
Hey,
Mark,
hey, I told Mark I wasn't doing it.
Man, what Mark ass, man. Mark weighs 600 pounds, and y'all still are.
Mark,
fat as a motherfucker, man. Y'all beat the fuck out of Mark, man. Y'all scared to death, man. Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
Man, Big Mark, you got to say motherfucking ass.
It Big Mom can't even see over his stomach, man. He can't even get in the car. Y'all scared of Big Mom. Man, go on, whoop his ass.
It ain't going to happen anyway. These two cars, they're going to never show up. They're not showing up here. I don't know why.
Man, I'm just talking shit.
Neither one are going to show up.
Jail, if they don't show up, you can't lose nothing, man. Just agree with them. Jail, goddamn.
Hey, Shorty.
I just want to talk about the car backfiring and shit, man. God damn. Come on, man. The car is fueling.
I just
want to
ask you one question, man. Can
yeah,
I ask you one question?
Yeah, go ahead, Big Mark. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever seen my car at 41?
I've seen your car at 41.
Yes, I have. I've seen it there a couple times.
All right, then.
I drove the motherfucker, so I know it was there.
Why would I be scared to bring that slow motherfucker up to 41 to run them for $100? Tell me that. What's this?
I know you're not scared. You hung it way up there and ran me. I know you ain't scared to bring it up there. I'm tripping on Gerald because Gerald is a fucking bitch and he acting like a faggot. That man talking about the car.
No,
hold on, what he doing?
Hey,
the car man is on fire.
Hello.
Girl, when you just come to the track, man, you want me to pay your way? God damn, just come on to the track,
hello.
Man.
You know what?
Can I tell you why I'm disappointed, though, man?
Hey, y'all.
Because you've been racing for a long time, Girl. You ain't seen Big Mom do nothing, and you let him buffalo you, man.
Angry Birds is not in the building.
You're supposed to get on a fucking tricycle and run
Big
on
the phone right
you're
now.
You're supposed to say, Big Mom, I'm
going
to
get
on the phone. You steady hollering, but you ain't listening,
Angry
girl.
Angry Birds has now in the building.
You motherfucking Big Mom's fuck. You ain't seen Big Mom do nothing since the early 90s, man, and you worried about Big Mom, man. Stop it, man.
I ain't worried about
you
it. You
do nothing like
a
jackass,
man. You
hold
said
on.
I'm not worried about nothing, Steve. I'm going to go over here and stay.
What is you having a conversation with him for? You going to say, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass, Big Mom, and let's move on to the next one.
What's wrong with me having a conversation with him?
Get him on the street tonight, boy.
Angry Bird has now entered the building.
You ain't looking like my veteran race, man.
We was on the phone earlier. Me and Mark and Benaz on the phone earlier. That's what we do. We just know. That's not, we
done
that
earlier. I know, but you said, I'm hearing what you're saying right now.
Man,
can't
be quiet, man.
Man, motherfucker, make me be quiet, motherfucker. What the fuck is this all about?
Hey, Skeen. Hey, Skeen. I got one question.
Okay, baby.
I got one question. A man with a little slow Camaro. Say he'll run through their whole fucking that's fucked up.
But that's what I'm saying. Big Mark, I'm proud of Big Mark. Because Big Mark looking like a gangster. And Joel allowing him to do this. I just don't see it. They got a whole plan down there. And Big Mark all by himself, man.
And he talking slick to this man. And Big Mark ain't raised some people to hurt you. Big Mark gambling with a grudge, man. They whooped Big Mark ass last, man. They whooped Big Mark ass, Jeff. On Dodie Road, man. They blowed his ass out. He's trying to get revenge. And they scared him.
Get in there, Angry Bird. Get in there. Angry Bird, get in there, man.
Man, Angry Bird, I beat your ass, Angry Bird. Bring that Angry Bird out. I'll take Cobblin. Fuck you, boy. You ain't nothing. Never been nothing. Get up there, nigga.
I can't tell.
Well, get your faggot ass up there, nigga. Stop. Get your ass up there to bar, nigga. Lock in.
Calm down.
Yeah, baby.
Listen.
I'm going to
put an engine
in
shit.
My car's going to
be at the track tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't even hear you. Motherfuckers talking all in the background. I can't hear you, bro. Who's that talking in the background?
At the track tomorrow.
What car?
What car? Here right now.
Which car?
My Trans Am, my white one, going to be at the track tomorrow. Lock in, Mark.
Oh, he said he going to run you if his car's there. What's the problem?
What do you mean?
The other one said you might not bring the car. The car be pooping and popping. It
tomorrow.
Might pop.
Lock in, Mark.
Next.
Skip all the talk.
Hey,
lock
one
in, Mark. Wait, he got off the phone. He going to ruin his phone.
He dropped the mic.
Fell off the phone. Lord, have mercy.
Oh.
Hey, Big Eddie, he hit the 9 button. He hit number 9. He put himself on mute.
Yeah, he had to because he's still on here.
Okay, well, since he ain't going to lock you in, don't even bring that cop, man. Bring that Angry Bird-looking motherfucker. That motherfucker.
Time out, y'all. Let me...
Bring that motherfucker.
Time out, y'all. Let me get these hip books.
Lock. Lock me the fuck in, nigga.
All this arguing and fucking and stuff about Mark and me, I'm ready to lock him in. I can't get no play.
Angry Bird, we was not arguing about you and Mark. I was arguing at Gerald looking like a faggot in front of Mark. He supposed to been shut the fuck up and told Mark he gonna beat his ass. That's it. That's what I think. That's my opinion. We weren't even talking about your green buff ass. You ain't nobody.
Okay.
But you're not listening, man. Joe was the one. You were not listening, Angry Bird. You a dumbass. You're not listening. It was nothing about you. It was nothing about Joe, the one talking about your car might be popping and making up shit. Joe did that, not me.
Mark,
the fuck is wrong with your stupid ass? You fat, nasty motherfucker.
Mark, I already know that.
I know you and let Joe drive the car. I told Gerald I'm disappointed in him because he's a fucking veteran. He let Mark talk slick to him, talk about your car might be popping, and he don't know this and he don't know that. I said, damn, man, it ain't no money. Mark ain't going to do nothing, man. Get on his ass. Just tell him anything. He wouldn't shut the fuck up. He arguing with me. What nobody arguing about your stupid ass, Angry Bird?
Nobody arguing with you.
I'm talking about me and you. Angry Bird said we arguing about his car, about him racing Big Mom. We was not arguing about you. You're nobody, Angry Bird. You ain't nobody.
Damn.
I was arguing about somebody that was somebody. Gerald is somebody to me. He was acting like a nobody, and I was trying to stop him from acting like this.
Because
it don't look
what.
Good.
I tell you what.
It don't look
hold
good
on
his resume. I'm writing out
your
resume right now. I'm writing
you
out y'all resumes, man. You don't have
okay,
one.
But I'll tell you what.
But nah, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Jump
something to me. You ain't nothing to me.
Jump your ass
I'm writing out these resumes.
Yeah, hold on. What did he say? Jump.
Jump your midget ass and buy a car and pull the seat all the way up to the front. Get your ass in that skin.
No, I don't think Mark can whoop y'all. What are you talking about?
Well,
that's why I couldn't
time.
Understand what is y'all scared of him for. Not you, but I didn't understand what y'all was doing.
Hey, man.
You're not listening, man. I just said not you, man. I just said not you. What? You motherfucker stupid, man. That's probably why you so fucking fat. You niggas stupid. Why is you keep talking while I'm talking? How the fuck we gonna know what each other saying? We talking at the same damn time. I never said you were stupid. I was talking to Joe, man. I wasn't even talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to
I
you.
I keep telling you, you ain't nothing. You just
hey,
told me you ain't like I said last time. Man, this man
hey,
dumb
Steve.
As hell, man.
Hey, Steve.
Chuck, you can have him, man. This motherfucker's stupid.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead, Rock. I'm talking to a stupid
Steve.
Motherfucker.
Wouldn't it be funny if the fatter you are, the less intelligent you are, you hit on something there.
Yup, yup. Because that motherfucker ain't got no sense. I never once. Hey, Big A, this show is recorded.
Huh?
Did I ever say my cock can whoop his top? Did I ever say that?
No, sir. No,
so
no, sir, but I'm going to tell Rob.
No,
I got to tell Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Get off the fat. Hey, Rob. Get off the fat jokes, man. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Mark got some motherfucking junk, and
man,
that's why I didn't understand why Gerald was saying the shit he was saying. I didn't understand that. I don't know nothing about your car, Bernard. But I know Big Mom got some motherfucking junk. I drove the goddamn car. I never drove your car. I drove his, and his car less than stock.
Time out, y'all. Let
have
me get these
hit
boots.
Have you heard of a less than stock car? My car is less than stock. Now I heard
of
my car.
Let me get these hip boots. This shit getting deep.
I don't want none of that.
Hey, Mom, come get my motor
and
out of my possession, Mom.
Big Mom got to weigh 400 pounds. And Gerald talking about your car going to Bernard car might pop and all this dumbass shit. And all you do got to get in there and whoop Big Mom's ass. I didn't understand that. I said nothing to your illiterate ass, Bernard. I don't got no problem with you. I was talking to Gerald, man. What is wrong with you, you stupid, dumb motherfucker? What am I getting Big Mom raggedy-ass cop up trying to run y'all, man? That ain't no goddamn cop. I beat the fuck out that man in the six-cylinder, man. What the fuck is you talking about, man? Mark ass up, man. Mark was talking that same gangster shit that he talking to y'all on the phone, and I said, man, I'll whoop you with my Ford Fusion. And I went out there and tamed his ass. Man, Big Mom's sweet the motherfucker, man. And y'all sit up. Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. I'll give Mark 20 in the break, man. He got 20 in the break. Mark the cars off with my Superman.
Dang.
You fucking stupid. Big Mark ain't doing nothing with that slow-ass car, man. That man less than stock. That man got a goddamn six-cylinder in the goddamn car looking like an eight-cylinder. He didn't disguise the motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? That man got 184 horsepower and he weighs 400 pounds. Where the fuck is he going? Y'all just some cold cowards, man. Motherfucking cowards. Big Mom can't Man, I damn near run Big Mom in my Envoy. I drive it every day. I take my Envoy and run it. He ain't nothing.
Hey, anybody that know, not one time have I ever said that car was fast. Not one time.
We didn't say you said that, Big Mark. Stand down sometimes. If you be quiet, would nobody even know you was there? You hear me talking, you just want to jump in. I never said you said the car was fast. When the fuck did I say Big Mark said this car was fast, y'all? These motherfuckers got some issues on this ball. I know what it is, though. I hope when I get y'all age, Big Mark, I don't act like you dumb motherfuckers. You niggas dumb.
You're being very disrespectful, Shorty.
You hey, kid, but you know I'm telling the truth. Big Mark says
yeah,
he
you
can
got
whoop
a point
him.
There.
I don't got nothing to do with that. They say they can whoop Big Mark. All I'm trying to do is make some action. And these damn fools want to get mad at what I'm saying because I said he's slow. And he's slow.
Lord, have mercy.
What the fuck
hey,
did I say wrong, kid?
Hey,
yeah.
Big Mark got 20 cars, man, if y'all want to mark them off, Big A. He got 20 in the break with that weak motherfucker, man. That man ain't got nothing. But I ain't mad at him. I wanted to see him play with the Trans Am boy. He said he'll whoop all their ass. And all I said was,
Mark,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Big Mark said he'll beat the fuck out all of them in that car, man.
Okay,
and Gerald talking about, it's not going to come.
Big Mark, Mark said he'll hot lap them, the Trans-Am bars.
Hey, kid, this one little thing I said turned into a big-ass argument. All I asked Gerald was, what the fuck is you tripping with Mark for? Whoop his ass. He want his ass whooped. That's all I said. This turned into all this. I'm talking about Bernard, and I said he said his car was fast. I ain't said none of this shit, man. Motherfuckers slow, man. Every last one of you motherfuckers. And you mad at me because I said that?
It's all Stokey's fault, man.
So what?
It's all Stokey's fault.
I'm slow, too. Slow down what?
You got a point there, kid.
Let's get these slow motherfuckers to the line, man. Damn. I thought it was all about the race tomorrow, Eddie.
Five-piece special.
See, this is what I was trying to tell Kimo earlier. I know a Jitty Boom when I see him. He a Jitty Boom.
Oh, man, not
he
the Jitty Boom.
Who the fuck is Bernard?
Not the Jitty Boom.
Now, I'm going to give Gerald way more credit than Bernard. Gerald ain't shit.
Hey.
I mean, Bernard, I'm sorry. Bernard ain't shit, man.
Shit.
That punk motherfucker
shit.
Got a nickel, man. What's up?
Yeah. You
Kamala Harris, nigga. You got a nickel.
You made a good point.
Man, Mom don't want to talk to you, man. He heard you the first time. He got scared. Fuck is you talking about? You know Big Mom don't want to talk to you, man.
Well, he didn't want to say what
the man said. The man, key word, he said, if his car be there, he going to whoop all y'all. He said, if.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald went to talking about your car going to be breaking up and you don't know this and know that.
Okay,
said, man,
forget
stop.
About all that. Forget about all that, man. Let's go on with the show.
He said, if, motherfucker, hey, man, it don't be no show if I don't talk no goddamn way. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm making it a show. What the fuck is you talking about? Tell this nigga, Eddie. Hey, Eddie, where that nigga be at when you tell a motherfucker to come on the show? Where the fuck Bernard pussy ass be at when you say, come on the show? He don't even be on the motherfucker. Shut your little raggedy jacket wearing ass up, motherfucker.
Hey, right.
Your raggedy Trans Am jacket wearing pass down. Nigga, I don't want to hear all that shit. I'm going to shut up and go on with this. Nigga, you ain't even got a topic for the show, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about?
I do.
You ain't even got a topic for the show.
Man.
Education level fucked up, nigga. I ain't even go to college.
I don't know,
I'm
man, but
you.
Rob,
you ain't nothing.
But Rob going to leave me and Uncle Larry alone.
You can't even make no goddamn show. hey, Eddie, could you do me a favor?
Let Bernard run the show.
For the next 15 minutes. Let Bernard run the show. Watch this shit here.
All right.
You can't run no goddamn show, nigga.
You
ain't
shut
nothing.
The fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Okay, I'm finna shut up. Let me see what he gonna do. Go ahead. I'm going on mute.
How you guys doing? What happened? I want to see how these lawyers get paid tomorrow. That's what I want to see. What do y'all want to see?
We want to see the races.
Well, you might see more lawyers getting paid than the races.
Hey,
Skin.
I don't know what's happening, but I heard one motherfucker threaten the whole damn team with one con. That's fucked up.
Hey, can somebody tell me where Skin just went? Where did Skin go?
I'm gonna tell you why you a dumb bitch and listen to me out right quick.
Yeah, come on.
You can spill my dime, you can spill my wine, but whatever you do, don't waste my motherfucking time. Why are you wasting no time with God, man? That man ain't
scary. Hey, Jeremiah. I'm going to say you telling the truth, but I wasn't wasting my time because I never was talking to Bernard.
Yesterday, man, you can steal my dime, you can steal my wine, but
yeah, we did.
You don't waste my motherfucking time. Anyway,
that's right.
Talking
that's
ass
right.
Nigga.
Well, let me say this, though, Jeremiah, in his defense. We ain't got shit else to do, man. We don't be getting shit, baby.
Yeah.
We ain't got shit else to do.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you why I at least got a little squabble for the Pontiac boys. At least they talking. All the rest of these niggas is in the corner beating their dicks to garbage corn right now.
Oh, shit, I'm going on mute.
Bushes. I ain't saying shit, man.
I'm going on mute.
These niggas, we know it ain't a money issue. I just said I got 3 spots open for $500 a piece. So I don't want to hear shit about nobody talking about somebody trying to outprice them. You got 3 people that can race for $500. And what we going to talk about? I mean, shit. Come on, man. These people really just scared to come out here and either whoop some ass or get an ass whooping, man. It's a fucking
well, somebody
journey,
get
man.
On Jeremiah's ass, please.
Man, that nigga say, Southside Scrap say, hey, Jeremiah, nigga, you talking that shit. See me at 8 o'clock. I said Scrap is locked. He said ain't nothing else to talk about. They at the track right now, Chester, man. You see what I'm saying? That's the motherfucker that's talking about.
You got a race with Scrap tomorrow, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Southside Scrap. You talking about Southside Scrap.
With the Mustang called it. The Nike's Mustang called it.
Is you supposed to be locked in with Anthony?
What time y'all race?
No, I ain't. Me and him racing at 8 o'clock. But we can. I got room enough to race somebody else. I'll take somebody at 4 o'clock, too. That's cool.
Oh, shit.
Man, we trying to race, man. Fuck what you heard, man. We trying to race. That's one thing I was
somebody struggling.
Bond,
somebody
man.
Struggling on this
Bond,
motherfucker.
Hey,
they breathing hard.
Bond make you. Hey, that nigga Bond make you find a passion and a love for this sport, man. That nigga love this sport, boy. He make you love this sport, nigga. This shit is fun, nigga. It ain't got to be hard. You want to race somebody? Hey, man, I want to race you, bro. You got a big block? All right, you willing to give me a spot? No. All right, well, fuck. Come on, let's go $500. I'm going to try my luck with you, man. Come on. That shit ain't hard, man. These niggas just, it's not hard. They just ain't got no heart. That's it.
Hey, Jeremiah. When we get to the track tomorrow, man, would you find me some action, man, please?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all I want.
I'm going to find you some action tomorrow. Hey, and watch this.
No, I said find me some, motherfucker.
I just said I'm going to find you some action tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
And watch this. If we can't find no action for real, man, we're going to turn the matches off this bitch. We're going to try tomorrow for 500. Fuck ass turnout, man.
That's right. Hey, King. I mean, Jeremiah. Hey, King. Tell me all the races that's locked in for tomorrow, so I know which way to bet.
The only one that I know that's locked in for tomorrow is goddamn Vaughn and Dario and Three Lugs and Cootie. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all
them
know.
The two I know. Them the two I know.
Sure. Tyreek locked in with the boy with the Cadillac, but that's a jitty bone race. I mean,
wait a minute. Who locked in with the Cadillac?
Tyreek locked in with the boy with the red Cadillac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. YG.
Yeah,
he locked in YG.
That's it. That's all we got to do. Unless the motherfucker get out there. I know my brother bringing his truck tomorrow. He ain't going to race for no more than maybe $8 to $1,000. He bringing his truck out there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're going to have your cars out there. It's just going to be about who going to actually say, fuck it, man, let's try something. Versus sitting around here, you know what I'm saying, fucking off.
And y'all forgot Eric locked in with the white girl.
Yeah,
with Mike Benino.
Yeah.
He locked in right here on the Friday night Big Eddie show. Locked in.
That race don't really hold a lot of weight. You know what I'm saying? Now, because Sweet Lord got something to do with it, yeah. That's cool. I mean, as it pertains to, like, commercial racing. A commercial race is going to be if Ken and Sam lock in for tomorrow with the white Cadillac. That's a commercial race right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't hard to get commercial. You just got to do some shit, though, man. These niggas ain't willing to do shit, man. These niggas got cars. They finna leave in the garage. And it's like, for what, man? Bring that junk out, man. Fuck it.
Hey, let me ask you this, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Did Flo put some nitrous on his blazer?
Yes, he did.
So you want to try RBL Nova?
Yes, he will.
Lock in.
I can't lock in. Let's do it when we get there. Because his heart might not...
See, I don't know. See, that's not the only reason why I said that, because if I would have locked you in with RBL car, I wouldn't have brought my suit. We'd have just brought RBL car. When he got
right,
one
look, this what I'm saying, though, Saudi. I know Flo would try that shit for $500. You know what I'm saying? $500, $600, $700.
He'll try that shit for that, man.
No, I get what you're saying.
But let me just...
As you know, we have a labor shortage in the country. And well, here, people don't want to be cops anywhere.
I
would say people applying for any job. So the idea that you can...
Somebody got a TV on, Eddie, in the background.
Yeah, I hear him.
We've been able to build up
safety. You don't know no more races. It is just them four races.
Plus years. So we have more safe places now than we had.
Vaughn and Jack Ball was supposed to race somebody.
We've been successful at the state level. The city, I don't think, put as much of its shoulder into the wheel. It is now.
Vaughn and Jack Ball are racing Ontario.
Oh, yeah. Carry on,
hey,
got
Chuck.
One race. Yeah.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Man, that shit is ridiculous. Out of the whole entire city, north, south, east, and west in Chicago, six races. I'm going on.
I got a question for you. I know it's going to be kind of warm tomorrow. Will all these races get off before 10 o'clock?
They'd be ready at 9:55. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I got a curfew. I got to be home when the street light's on.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a lot of racing. Five cars, six cars. North, south, east, and west of Chicago. And that's all you can come up with is six cars for one evening. Imagine that.
It's a little rough and shot.
Yeah.
Some more shit jump off. Day off. I want to see some damn racing. Well, yeah, Eddie, you got some people hands up.
Downtown Chicago. You've seen Fulton Market. Look what's happened with Fulton Market. 20 years ago, that was where. For businesses to move into.
Oh, y'all, before 8 o'clock. Shit. Man, what happened? Eddie.
Oh, no, they still on here.
Okay. Oh, Eddie in the private room with somebody. That's what that shit means. I ought to take their punk ass out so I can hear what they're saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What the fuck you going in the private room for, man? Now I know what that shit means.
I had to go in there and find the noise.
Yeah, but you was in the private room with somebody.
No, I went in there and found the noise. I had to go find the noise.
Oh, okay.
708-5249. Were you ready to talk? Put your hand back
he got
up.
His hand
put
up.
Your hand down and put it back up.
That's who had the noise. That's who had all the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
got
to listen to the noise.
None of y'all calls, Eddie?
Yeah, we're going to be out there. Everybody's scared.
Who the fuck's scared?
You don't want none, do you?
I'd be on the fucking property.
Well, we will, too. Tap us on the shoulder, motherfucker.
Park next to your punk ass in my little smart car.
Oh, God damn. I'll put Big Mark on your ass. Hey, Big Mark, come over and get my motor out of my Suburban and put it in your car, man. I ain't using it right now.
I think I'd be just fine right now. Let's see what happens with this little motherfucker. It will go from there.
Would you race Chuck's smart car for me?
Yes, sir. If he let you drive it, you got three in the race.
Yeah, why I got to drive? I want to whoop his ass. If I drive you, you know I ain't going to fuck you up. I'm going to hit the brakes because I want him to get his ass whooped.
Hey, I have something out there tomorrow. You got a hand up, Eddie?
I do.
On your goddamn show, jump.
Okay.
219 number with the hand up.
There it is.
Oh, man.
No!
What up, bro?
What up, man? What up, Big?
I don't know nothing at all, goddammit.
Vic, you ain't got nothing locked in for tomorrow?
No, Chuck, this motherfucking car been fighting me, man.
Hey, Vic.
Got the trans back in. Got the trans in. Took it yesterday. That was Wednesday. Took it out. And this motherfucker just been fighting me, man.
Hey.
But I just made a blast down by in front of my shop, so it seemed to be all right. So we're gonna see what happened tomorrow. I'll be there. Hopefully,
oh,
I'll
shit.
The booth.
Yeah.
Hopefully I
you
found the bug.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Taking it down the street ain't nothing until you put that key on that tire. Then you get to find out them parts gonna hold.
you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fighting a problem, and hey, I had to. Hey, it didn't do the problem on the street, so we are gonna see what happens. That's all I can say. I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Half of you motherfuckers
what?
Ain't going to do shit. Ain't going to be there. Ain't going to come out. Ain't going to do shit. So it is what it is.
Don't
get
say that, big
there,
man.
The motherfuckers that ain't got no problem still ain't going to do shit. So what are you saying?
Damn. Damn, Vic.
Oh,
I'm just
shit.
Keeping it real.
Okay.
I'm just keeping it real. Motherfuckers already know.
We
my
back.
Shit, right?
Y'all thought y'all got rid of us, huh, Eddie? We back.
No, what was you on, man? What line you on?
No, Stokey and Hudson's up.
Oh.
Get him out of there. That's Stokey, get him out of there.
We back now. What is it?
No, man.
He got five in the hit. He got five in the hit with this trans land.
Fuck the line up, man. That
motherfucker got five in the hit. But now I got five in the hit, man.
Slow ass,
man. I ain't even seen this guy. Hey, Jeremiah.
Yo.
What type of shit is that? I'm going to get this nigga five in the hit. I ain't never seen this guy. Fuck.
You just crazy, man.
That motherfucker got five in the brakes.
You are highly
gonna run you, man.
Start off of saying that.
Gonna run you, man.
You are highly disrespectful.
Hey, Jerry.
Highly disrespectful. But you gonna get that man fast motor car five in the brake with your daily driver car.
Damn, Bernard.
Hey,
Jeremiah.
Hey,
Jeremiah.
Nah, but yeah. How you doing?
I feel good, sweetie pie. How you feel?
I'm all right. I heard you were looking for me last night.
I wouldn't say looking for you, but I was thinking about you.
Oh, you was inquiring about me?
Yeah. I was thinking about you.
Okay. Oh, well, I thank you for thinking about me.
Just trying to make sure my sweetie pie is okay. Yeah, I'm all right. I've been fighting a little issue, but hopefully I got it figured out. I'll be there tomorrow.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
I'll see you tomorrow, boy.
But now I got five in the hit, man. Fuck him. All
right.
No,
damn.
But now I got five in the hit, man. Fuck it.
Why you keep saying that? You gonna be sleep. Yep.
Damn.
That man is absolutely disrespectful. Vic, that
Ken,
nigga got a nickel, man. Fuck that nickel.
You very disrespectful.
Man, that nigga ain't nothing, man. I've been knowing that motherfucker for 37 years. He ain't never been shit to me. Fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I want to give away something. And he the only one can get it. I ain't going to give it away to anybody. I'm going to give it to him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Last time I see him, he looked like he needs some help.
Oh, okay.
He still had on that old-ass Trans Am motherfucking vest from 30 years ago. Time for some new ones. I'm going to give him something so he can go buy some. You got a nickel, motherfucker.
That means you had to use something. You got that for me. Don't add it to you.
He got a nickel, man. I got more respect for money than him. I ain't going to get money no spot now. Money got to run on ball. Got his own car. But not. Man, he got five in the hit with his dumb ass.
He's
got a nickel, nigga.
Good Google move.
Nigga, you got a nickel. That nigga had it. That nigga got a nickel.
I don't know, man. He might have hung up. You ran him off the phone, man.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, Big Mark, good you girl. Come back out now. The coast is clear.
You sure the coast is clear?
Big Mark, the coast is clear. You come back out now. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Big Ma texted me and told me to put up that, put that, to do all that, to act a fool.
Oh, man.
He said, "Skid, hurry up, get on their hands and I'm gonna hide and see the coach."
I've seen it.
That's crazy.
I said, since y'all got that weight thing, I said, fuck that.
Man,
yeah,
I stick my whole thumb in Bernard's ass.
Since
that
weight shit, I said, I tell you
what, that
short
grab that motherfucker, he's going with the
boat. Stop that
motherfucker, Bernard ain't nothing.
Yo, you
Angry Bird. Man, that ain't shit, Angry Bird. Man, I knocked the feathers off your motherfucking ass. Hey, motherfucking junk. That shit gonna backfire. Oh, man.
I'm gonna drive right up to the pump and put some regular gas in my shit and beat the fuck out of you.
Right.
Hey, if I don't put regular gas from the pump in that bitch, they automatically win. That dog shit out there,
oh,
fucking ass. We like that. I can't whoop no, I can't nowhere near whoop no AJ, he's no motherfucking Gerald. But not, man, please. If he come with that shit he trying to run you with, he got a nickel, mom. That ain't bullshit.
Oh, man, not the 87 octane.
Man, please, I'll put that in there and beat the fuck out of him. Hey, do they got any 85 octane? I'll put that in my shit.
Oh, man.
They got 85 octane up in North Dakota.
Damn.
You're being very disrespectful, shorty.
North Dakota. Hey, North Dakota. I think the high octane they got is 91. They got 91, 87, and 85. Because I was up there when I first bought my Mustang. My daughter was up there in the Air Force. And I drove up there and got them that Mustang. Goddamn. I said, boy, I ain't put no 85 in this motherfucker. I put 87 in that motherfucking Mustang. Yeah, dude. No, I think it was 88. Yeah. 91, 88, and 85 or some shit. I said, damn. What the shit is that? I think it was regular. It wasn't even my leg.
In Colorado. Mm-hmm. It had to be on letter, shorty.
Oh, well, I don't know. It might have been a wreck. I don't know, man.
No, it was on letter.
I know it was less than, it was less than 87. They had less than 87 in North Dakota, man.
They had no motherfucking letter gas and got them in 1971, 72.
Hey, well, the pump said regular. It didn't say let it or let it. So I guess it was let it. hey, all I know is I went up on the Indian reservation and everything. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you
man.
You know what I'm talking about, Keith. They got the motherfucking, what's that, Mount Vernon? What's that? Not Mount Vernon. What is that? They got them people up there and you can see.
Oh, yeah, South Dakota.
I was in North Dakota, I think.
No, you was in
South
Dakota.
I think I was
in
North Dakota.
No,
you were South Dakota. It was one of those guys in Dakota.
If you saw the president on the mountain,
yeah,
you was in South Dakota.
Yeah, the president's on the mountain. I was in South Dakota. My daughter was in the Air Force up there. I drove through Minnesota to get there. I know that.
Yep.
I drove through Minnesota.
Minnesota's a motherfucker.
I was riding that motherfucker.
Yep.
It's 2013, baby.
What
I'm riding
was that
motherfucker.
Kid, 76 or 75 to get up there?
94.
75.
Or 90.
I'm going to take 90. 75 to ride the motherfucking mountains. Boy, on the wheel. On the
edge.
We rode the
Harley.
Yeah,
1975. 75.
Lord.
All I know.
Lord.
And
Lord,
I was a riding motherfucker. And GPS was working. The lady said, just go this way. And I was rolling, goddamn. Hey, and guess how I was riding? Guess what my dumb ass did, goddamn kid? I just bought the Mustang, right? I called myself checking the oil. Why I take the cap off and left that bitch off? I'm smoking like a motherfucker.
Man.
I'm like, boy, look, I ain't had 200 miles on that bitch. I said, I'm going to carry this bitch back to the dealer as soon as I get to South Dakota. Why the fuck I get halfway there? Something said, pop the hood. Man, I popped the hood. The motherfucking,
no
I left
cap.
The oil cap off the motherfucker. All the oil was shooting all over the motor, man.
Yeah.
Man,
you're
I
tipped the
oil,
man.
That shit was about 3 quarts low. Look, it was about 3 quarts low. I put 3 quarts in that bitch because they had no synthetic in whatever old-ass gas station we was in. We was past Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put 3 quarts in that bitch, got me some nitrous, wiped the motor off,
put the cap back on that bitch and was rolling. And they finally stopped smoking, goddammit. I was riding that motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Man, I rode that motherfucker, man. I thought for sure. I said, this bitch under warranty. Man, I'm going to blow this bitch up. I didn't know my stupid ass and left the cap off. I was just excited about the new motor, that new motherfucking Mustang, that Coyote. My dumb ass left the cap. I don't even know why I took the cap off, man. Because I wasn't putting no oil in it. I was just looking at it.
You probably left the cap off when you was on 75.
But listen, what's crazy, though. The motherfucking cap never fell from under the hood. It was up under the goddamn hood. I found that bitch and put it right back on there. Click. Kept riding. I thought I was going to have to stuff some napkins and shit in there. Because that shit was coming out.
You sound as bad as they leaving his laptop on the back of the truck yesterday.
Yeah, they got lucky. That motherfucker didn't bounce off.
Yeah, lying.
Hey, I don't know how that ain't happened. I put my son's little scooter on top of my golf cart, where you put your feet at by the accelerator. Man, that some bitch scratched my golf cart up so bad, I said, oh, my God. So every time we hit a bounce, it just scratches. That's why I don't understand how that laptop might fall off, man.
It must have fit in some kind of a crease, Jeremiah, for that moment not to bounce off.
It wasn't no crease. On the back of that motherfucking dually on top of that tank.
It must have fell in some kind of a groove so the motherfucker wouldn't fell off.
No wind to push it off. It's flat.
Yeah. With no wind.
And that motherfucker probably got rub up under the bottom. It was gripping. That bitch was gripping. It wasn't slipping.
Now, you know what, Charlie? Now, there you go. I ain't think about it.
I know it was.
I think you got that rub up under his laptop.
Yeah, if you got that rub on that bitch, he's going to grip. That bitch ain't going to slide.
No. You know what? No, Shawty, he ain't got the rubber under it. He got that mat that he lay on top of the car. Yeah, he got that mat that he lay on top of the car.
Right. It's something that is gripping. Why it wouldn't slide? It didn't slide.
Man, that wasn't nobody but God, though, boy. I say, ooh-wee. Because you think about all the people leave their phones on their cars and then they drove
out
of Holland City and their phones still there. You'd be like, boy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, Shawty. I was on the phone and I'm like, man, where my phone at? Picture how my phone was sitting on the back bumper, but I ain't go far. You know what I'm saying? Just like right up the street. But I'm still talking and the phone's still connected. Man,
I'm going to talk to your bitch ass tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, man. Baby, how you just come off mute and come out like that?
Man, the nigga hoe. Stereo got on his ass this morning. Now he don't want to say shit. You a hoe, nigga.
Damn.
You straight 100% bitch.
Who we talking to?
Oh, wow.
That man just come out the blue. After we talking about phones and shit, that
Hey, baby. You got that? Hey, baby, now you got that King Kong in you now, baby. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, Illinois, you got that King Kong in you.
What's happening, man? You know what's happening?
Hey, Jeff.
Get on the land.
Hey, man.
Get on the land, baby. Baby, get on the land. Get on the land, baby. Get on the land, baby. Get on the land, baby. Jeff 18. Jeff 18 to the front. Get on the land.
Oh, man.
Y'all had to come on up behind and kiss you on the back of your neck, baby.
Hey.
baby, get on his ass. Jeff 18.
Yeah.
That man is crazy. That man gonna sit up there and not
answer the phone. And then when he calls, I always answer the phone for the square. So my thing is this here, back to you, bitch.
Go to that. I love you.
Go to that, baby. Pussy ass nigga,
then you'll sit around here and laugh and joke and
this and that.
Yeah.
And,
like it's funny.
No,
like the shit funny.
No.
She didn't go up there.
No need
she was working
down.
On her car. She was trying to fill up bottles and shit, putting fan belts and shit on her car. Making sure,
hey, Chuck,
you know what I'm saying, make sure
hey,
enough
hey,
gas
Chuck.
In it and shit.
Hey, Chuck,
yeah.
Chuck, the car's so ready. All that's going to happen is I'm going to come there. I'm going to make a shakedown on motor. All right, just make sure everything.
No, shake down on me, bitch. Shake down on me.
Everything clicking. All right. Then the next thing I'm going to do is turn that shit on. I'm racing somebody. As long as we go down on motor, I'm good. We're on this damn fight.
Hey,
For the 500, you bitch pussy motherfucker. You
yeah,
want to come to Harris? You
want
to come to Harris?
Yeah, I'm going to run for a nigga.
Hey,
tell that nigga again.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. You said you was coming to the track and you're going to make a shakedown on motor, right?
Yeah.
Why would you make a shakedown on motor and you're going to run on nitrous?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. I just want to make sure that everything is just, you know, everything is crisp with that horsepower to them. Not so much even Chris, man. I just kind of want to see the car go down the track, make sure there ain't no
farting and popping and backfiring and all that dumb shit.
But you're gonna run on spray though, right?
Yeah, I ain't really, you know, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you need to check. All right, so why would you make a hit on horsepower when you're gonna run on spray?
Hey, kid.
Yeah, you need to spray that motherfucker. You need to spray that motherfucker and make sure it's hitting on all cylinders, baby.
Well, to each his own, you know. I was just asking.
Well, kid, if he won't tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's because he thinks he's saving the most.
For the 500, he kept
hey, kid.
Yeah.
Have a nice time, goddamn.
Usually the only time you make a motor hit when you done change something.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Don't do that, Flop.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you got a point there, Flop.
Looking for oil leak, making sure everything, like he said, is what it is. Cause you know what it runs like on the motor.
Yep.
And you ain't really concerned, cause you worried about what it runs like on that shit.
There you go. My point exactly.
Make sure it's straight on the motor.
Hey, Flop.
Goddamn
fool. Bust that beat.
Nah,
that's what she's telling me. Tell them the real shit. Tell them the bugs that shit.
Dang.
Man, who the fuck texting me, man? Tell these bitch ass niggas quit texting. I don't do no motherfucking texting. All these hoes. All these hoes texting me, though. I ain't did, man.
Them hoes gonna be around the player, Jack.
Yeah, you hoes texting and shit.
It's
on text.
Yeah, you hoes texting and shit. It's on text. Texting and calling. Looking at this shit, man. Hey, man, Leon sent me a motherfucking job.
What the fuck is this, moonshine? They don't be sending me this shit. Leaking Leon.
Leon wants you to say a moonshine.
No, hell no. No, it's a job. I'm just calling it moonshine. It got some clear shit in it. Oh, what the fuck is that vodka, motherfucker? Oh, no, no. Yeah. That damn leaking, baby.
Shit is so old. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
That's old ass. That you know how long it's been since I fixed it. I fixed you a laugh.
I know that was May. That was May 2nd, man.
That shit old, man.
I know it's old.
Old,
I just happened to scroll down. I was looking at your text and scroll down. Said, what the fuck?
I heard y'all over here laughing, and that shit had me over here laughing. I've been back to laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laughing at this motherfucker, baby.
Leon, you gonna have a car tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm loaded, Chuck. I'm loaded and ready.
They got a car. Leon, come with that goddamn car, man. I don't know why you think he ain't.
That bitch cocked and loaded. Got the grill, got the food, got the coolers, got the little old pop. All that good shit.
Hey, man, I don't want too much food. Hey, Leon, look.
This real shit, right? I don't want too much fucking food. Because that shit don't get overbearing. Don't worry about that. Don't come over there. I don't want to hear that, baby. I ain't called to talk to you.
So you have to not be overbearing with the food, bro.
Yeah.
What happened in the shootout? Reviving them. Anybody know?
What happened to the grudge racing plot? Don't you go say that for the shootout. What happened to the grudge racing plot?
Nothing.
Yeah.
What kind of
they
the race plot?
That motherfucker,
I thought it was
10
or 11 o'clock. I know they're hour ahead.
One thing, man.
Yeah, they're hour ahead.
Flop, Josie, where
that red Mustang got that
pass down through this little goddamn pass? Shit. Hey, goddamn, Josie just made a motherfucking hit.
Man, that motherfucking twin turbo or turbo car. That made a hit last night. Man, you a lying motherfucker.
Hey, baby, get on that nigga ass, man.
If you grab him, guess what? I'm there with the ring. I ain't gonna
oh, hey, guess what?
You don't get your ass.
Baby, get on that nigga ass, baby.
Man, get on that nigga motherfucking ass, baby. Real shit.
That's right, real shit. You don't need that shit, real shit.
Real goddamn shit.
That red Mustang, that twin turbo, that aggressive single turbo car.
That's right,
baby.
No lie, baby. On his motherfucking ass. Man, they can't fuck with that thing, can they, baby? That's right. Can't fuck with that motherfucker.
No,
better not fuck with it.
No,
he made a hit. Oh, Lord. Let's not fuck with it. Anyway.
No, it
was just a nice hit. I'm saying they better not fuck with it, though, with it. You think Leon can whip him? You think Leon can whip him?
I'm
sold
out.
All right, can't whip him, baby. Good God almighty.
Hey, baby, you think Kamala Harris can whoop him?
Hell, fuck no. Hell no.
Hey, what you think he, what he going to do to Leon, though? What he going to do to Leon?
He'll blow Leon,
goddamn
it. The
dogs, the
dogs.
That's just
picking
him.
Oh, that's it, folks.
Stop it. What you think you'll do with Kamala Harris? What you do with Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris in the back with you. In the backyard. Fuck. Ain't nobody going back there fucking with some people.
We're going to leave the people.
We don't keep our money in our
pocket.
What's wrong with you? You dead.
Yeah, Martin Luther King.
What's wrong with you? The motherfucking white people got out of night shit. You got them to get, you barely got some night shit. And then you gonna sit around there and fuck with the people.
Get your stuff out. You gotta be messing around with the one to
talk. Get your
stuff out. You gotta leave them people alone, ain't you? Get him, man.
You gonna stay up there and
fuck
up,
woman.
Stop laid
out.
You
gonna have my dumb ass. Then he gonna have my dumb ass and he gonna sit up here. Man, Skid, stop saying something. Hey,
Skid,
shut your
bitch
ass up.
What you got?
That right.
We don't want none of that.
Don't
let me get
that.
None of it. None of it at all. Man, them twin turbos going to kill that motherfucker.
And I'm going to chew it up.
The twin turbos going to beat the fuck out of them.
Church said ain't number two though.
Black dust or some old shit.
Man, he'll beat
the brakes
off your dumb ass, Leon.
Damn. Hey, baby, why are you studying picking on
black
dust?
Tell him
again, baby.
Now.
Hey, man,
okay, just leave me alone. Leave me alone, baby. I can't hear nobody. I'm about to tell you now.
Hey, bro.
Throw the gas, baby.
You know, hey, bro. Don't disrespect
me.
You know I got love.
Yeah, tell that nigga don't disrespect you, love
it.
We
didn't
get killed.
Cut that shit out, Sienna. Yeah, you
know,
throwing me out there.
You know I love you.
I'm going to be bothered with that, man.
Trying to save your life, man. Oh, pretty good. Here, stop. Oh, pretty good. Stop.
Oh, oh man!
Some
kind to fuck you up, Leon.
Right on up, gonna funk you right on.
Okay.
Stop, man! Them cars to fuck you up, man. Them cars are flying.
Hey! Somebody give this preacher boy phone number. Let me call preacher boy. Have preacher boy come on the phone for
man,
a bit.
Hold on. Hey, man, you can call your daughter, motherfucker. Call your wife, motherfucker. Now, when you see me tomorrow, motherfucker, I want you to have the same motherfucker energy. With your tough ass. I'm on all the bullshit.
I'm back. Who the fuck baby tell me?
I'm on all the bullshit. Now, nigga.
Be easy, church. Church, be easy.
What damn church talking about?
Damn.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Give a fuck,
work.
Oh, man, church.
Now, see if you see if I'm playing or not. Pussy ass nigga. Anyone on this phone calling this gangster kid like that gangster, when you see me, you better speak and be cordial. I will be cordial. And
that's baby, shut your whole ass up, nigga. You ain't no gangster.
Damn.
Shut your whole ass up, nigga.
You a straight bitch.
Shut your whole ass up, nigga. If I catch you in the bathroom, boy, and do something to you.
Then, no. Then your bitch ass ain't answer the phone. You a straight 100% coward.
Shut up,
I catch you. None of that shit. No. All that kind of shit, she's talking to me. You didn't say none of that shit to Carrie on the date, now, did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well,
you a straight
motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm back. Come on.
Hey, Ken, this nigga.
Yeah,
home.
I'm back. That nigga ho.
This nigga
ho. He's showing the ho. Yeah, he's showing the ho. Yeah, nigga bitch. Nigga ain't nothing but a bitch.
Camp 18 to the front.
I told him that already.
Man,
you fake. You fake Camp 18 ass nigga.
Man,
told
that
nigga Camp 18 to the front.
Man,
put the socks over here 34 times.
They just let your bitch ass back in earlier. What's the boy name with the dreads? What's the boy name?
Forgiato.
Yeah, Forgiato. He just let your pussy ass back in the motherfucking group.
That's
other
right.
You was a hoe. You was
straight.
They
put me in no group. They put me
out. You a straight 100% bitch. You a hoe.
Tell that nigga where you at, baby. Tell that old ass nigga where you at.
Man, a straight motherfucking Ken Hour. You on the real, man. The man a cow.
Oh, yeah. He ain't Ken Hour. Why I got to be all that, baby?
Because you're Ken Hour, man.
That's right. That old ass nigga.
When Ken get on your ass,
yeah.
What I do? I put you
answer
on the
phone. That's right.
Now,
oh, you've been tricking.
Now,
you the one been putting him on the phone? Okay.
Yeah, I put the nigga in the phone. I put the nigga in the phone, and then the whole ass nigga don't answer the phone to me because he's talking to Terrio, and Terrio told him he better not goddamn do shit. Show whole ass out of here, nigga. You are straight 100% coward. You the coward.
I'm on the gas, man.
Not 90%. Now, flop in the motherfucking city. I know you a coward.
That's right.
I'm Bama Flop.
That's right. Me too.
Now,
flop in the city?
Now, you sitting up here talking about that pen and...
Wait, where you standing, baby?
No. You said that 10 and 15 and... Hello, you said... Hold on, Jeremiah. You said all this 10 and 15.
You
want to
come over, Jeremiah?
And all this old shit. We up. Oh,
no. You want to come over, Jeremiah?
Oh, damn, octopus.
Yes.
What's
okay.
That's nice.
Meet me on 79th and Cottage Grove. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Boy, that ain't a good place.
I know about that spot. It's a TCF bank right there. Meet me there in the parking lot.
Ain't no TCF bank on no 79th. You a hoe. Nigga, look for it.
You'll find it.
Nah,
I ain't
no
TCF
bank right there. That nigga here,
ho.
Hey, Flop, tell me where no bank in the city of Chicago is. Boy, I know where they all are.
I know you do. I know you do.
Damn, what he be doing, baby?
He scared me.
Talking to my son about some work, that's all.
Yeah, wasn't
nothing to talk about.
Eddie, get off your show, Eddie. Hang
I'm not so
bad,
you fuck with that nigga. Hey, Stokes, I'm not so bad, you fuck with that
Eddie, hang yourself up.
Man, you hang your motherfucking self up. Hang the whole show up. I was
oh, Lord.
Ah, damn. Hey baby. I was talking to myself, man. Calm down. I talked to myself.
No,
I said, hang myself
up. I didn't mean no harm. Hey, I didn't mean no harm. You know, I ain't got no pressure with you. I got pressure with this sad nigga jam, man, and I got a problem with Stokes, because Stokes, around here, he's goddamn it taller than a motherfucking 784, and goddamn it, he's going to sit around here and have all the jokes. No, nope. You get it tonight, motherfucker. Steve and mama, you have a
good day.
If you don't, goddamn, it's
going to
be a problem.
I wish y'all stop fucking with Baby, man. Baby don't be bothering nobody. Y'all just got to fuck with him every time he come on.
Nope, I'm going to bother you.
There ain't no more liquor in the bottom of that bottle, I tell you that.
I'm going to bother you. Lord Lee, please, stand my business. I'm going to bother him. I'm going to bother Mudbone, because Mudbone be at a motherfucking certain place. He don't come to the motherfucking line. He be driving his motherfucking duty. What's the name of that damn goat car thing? That motherfucker, goddamn it, regular motherfucker. He can't goddamn it. Hold your ass up. Can't tow your ass up because he told you, motherfucker. You mad, motherfucker.
Slow down, baby man.
I don't get no fuck.
Slow down, baby man.
Fuck out my
Hey, baby, what's wrong with you, man? I ain't said nothing to your drunk ass, man. Why don't you chill out, man?
Huh?
Well, I'll be out there tomorrow, motherfucker. All you got to do is do something crazy. I'm going to fuck your punk ass up. You just got fucked up already, nigga. Yeah.
Come on. Mudbone. You riding off Uncle Leroy shit.
I ain't said nothing wrong to you, baby. You need to calm your drunk ass down, man.
Hello.
Hey, baby. I ain't said nothing wrong to you, man. You need to hold line and hold on. Shut the fuck up talking to me, man. You need to calm yourself down, man. I ain't said nothing to you, man.
I ain't said nothing to you, baby.
I ain't said nothing to you, man. Go talk to who you were talking to, baby.
Go talk to who you were talking to, man. Hey, man. Go talk to who you were talking to.
Don't talk about it. Be about it. You're drunk, motherfucker. I ain't said nothing to you, man. Fuck this nigga, man. He just got his ass beat for this kind of shit.
No.
Hey, man, be on your line. Why don't you get rid of that motherfucker, man?
It's always good for together. What's good for the two is always good for together. You just got your ass whooped by one leg, motherfucker.
I still got two legs.
Come on,
man. You're rocking dead looking, bitch. Motherfucker, walk around looking like the rocking dead. You're rocking dead looking, bitch. You're rocking dead looking, bitch. You look like, they say your ass walk around looking like a mummy. You're drunk, fucked up motherfucker.
Hey, Ron!
the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, baby, what you been drinking tonight?
about the 90s. Are you serious?
Are you talking about Jam 9?
Which you know nothing about.
Yeah, the nigga Jam 9 with the nigga Bond about the 90s. Nigga, you ain't been out in no fucking 80s. I'm 47. You 30-something. Get your dumb, stupid ass out here. I got to get up with skiing them. I got to get up with Big Drag them. Nigga, you ain't nothing. You ain't never going to be nothing. You, I promise you, Drag will beat the fuck out of you.
You ain't nothing either.
I ain't never tried to be nothing.
You ain't, but why you talking, though? You talking about
no,
all these
but no,
people.
You want to talk
about
no,
yourself.
You want to talk like, you're him. No, you not. You not nobody.
Man, I've been living in Detroit for almost 47 years, been locked up. I've never heard about you. I heard about
no,
everybody
I
else.
Respect it.
You know,
I respect
just,
that shit.
Hold on.
And
I'm not stealing. I'm talking. Let me talk. Hold on. Hold on. I'm talking. Wait, Skillet, hold on. First of all, I've been locked up. I've been hearing about these Chicago guys. I heard. Wait a minute. Hold on. I burnt my fingers on this joint. Hold on. Man, if you talking, if you know you ain't nothing, why are you talking? Just sit back and listen,
so
baby.
My thing is this here. Why are you talking? Why the fuck you talking?
Because I got the money. You
ain't
funny.
The only one. When they stop making yours, they ain't stop making.
I got more money past Jesus.
Right, baby. We don't have to get in no money. Physical.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into it. I'll stay
money.
In it. I'll take a bath
money.
In it.
Like
I'm butt naked in it. Baby,
right.
I'm all
alone.
In
that
money.
Ain't for me and you. That ain't for me and you. That's what I'm sitting up and trying to tell you. You sit up and trying to tell me, well, I got more money than you. And I did this. And
I,
we get it.
I do
I'm
get
up
more
and
money
trying to make
you.
A point to a motherfucker that don't understand shit. Damn. You got
well,
that.
You don't understand it. They just letting you talk. That's all.
It's Father's Day coming up. You got to be the dumbest motherfucker on the phone. You got to be the
wait,
dumbest
first
motherfucker
of all,
on the
wait,
phone.
Hold on, Slim. Hold on, Slim. I got nine kids and eight baby mamas.
Hold on.
You mean Happy Mother's Day just passed, nigga? That's your day.
No. Mother's Day is your mammy dead. Mine ain't dead.
I didn't say hold on, Skillet. I didn't say you don't listen very well. You know, I heard you don't look very well. You know, the mirror ran away from you. Where they go, man? Where they go? I don't know. They gone somewhere.
I'm on this motherfucker.
Where they? Yeah.
Y'all niggas tomorrow.
Yeah.
Flying out there, folks. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Flying out there, fuck with y'all.
Eddie.
Where you at, Ed?
Eddie!
Eddie! Show there.
Eddie! Give me a
rock.
Give me a rock.
I don't know what Eddie did to the show.
I don't know.
He got us in a private room.
I don't know what the fuck going on.
Eddie, get us up out of here. Eddie, get us in the private room. God damn, Eddie. Eddie!
Hey, wait a minute. We
ain't gonna go back. Let me call Eddie.
Yeah,
God damn, Eddie. I heard muted.
I heard
him
on the show. Man, that shit was funny
as a motherfucker, man. I can hear you now. I don't know what's happening, man. I've been trying to talk to y'all. Y'all can't hear me. No.
Man, where everybody at, man? What
happened? I don't know. I done turned my headset off and on, and I can't hang up and call back because the show will be gone. So I've been trying to talk to y'all, but it won't on the line. It won't do nothing. Maybe let me turn my headset back on.
Shit.
Yeah, shooting pool.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Did you can hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, you going back to the show. I don't know. Can nobody hear me on the show?
Man,
I talked to Soaky, and then when I came back to the line, I couldn't do nothing.
See, we was on the show.
I heard y'all. No, I'm not on the in the private room. I can hear y'all, but y'all can't hear me. I don't know. I'm talking about on the show. We're not on the show now. Rob just called me. So let's hang up and go back to the show. If y'all can't hear me, you know, if y'all don't want to talk, I'll just hang it up. But I can't, if y'all can't hear me. You can't hear the show?
We can't
hear
the show.
Wow. That's fucked up.
We heard the thing unmuted.
Yeah, I went check on the line to find where Baby was. He was on flop line. Yeah. But
yeah,
I think Rob, hell yeah, I got him out of there. Fuck him. But let's go. Let's try it again. Hold on. Let me switch over and see if I can still hear the show.
You on the show,
I got
Ed.
One hand up. Huh? You can
you
hear me
show?
Now?
Yeah, you on the show.
You can hear me? All right, kid, because couldn't nobody hear me. Rob them said they couldn't hear me.
I was able to hear all of them.
All right, let me see if they still on.
I'm back now. Here I go. I'm back.
That's all right. You.
Hey, Rob.
I'm like,
yeah.
Complete silence.
You hang up the other line?
Hold on.
Yeah, hang up the other line.
Hang up your line.
I don't know what the hell happened. No, hang up my line. Because you're back on the show. You're back on the show now. I had to hang up my line.
Okay.
See, that straightened me out. When Rob called me, it straightened me out because I couldn't do nothing. I was hearing them talking, but I couldn't answer. I was steady trying to talk.
Everybody gone?
Okay,
it looks like everybody's still on here. Big Mark, you still on
here?
Big Mark.
Big Mark working on this car, man. Mark's trying to get this car ready for tomorrow, man.
You see Kid on here. Kid on his own line.
Mark's trying to get his car ready for tomorrow, man.
Okay. Kid, only reason I'm gonna keep it 100. I didn't get the day off until about 5 o'clock yesterday evening, and then I had to work today, so I had not had a chance to go get my car, and I ain't started the car since March, so I need to move it. It's a couple cars got it blocked in. I need to move it. I need to fire it up, make sure the battery's still good, or I'm going to have to charge and put a new battery in it. And then I hope them goddamn four-wheel disc brakes ain't locked. So I got a few things to do before I can be 100%, but if it moves at all, I will break my car. I am not scared to run them pumps for no little funky-ass $100, man. That ain't nothing. Like I
said earlier, if I run an
all-wheel drive twin turbo car, what the fuck I think about a car that's just like me?
Got a point there.
Hey, kid, I'm at the job, and I'm trying to talk to y'all and the phone, and somebody taps me on the shoulder. Crazy ass Larry standing
behind. I'm like, where the hell did he come from? Oh, man. Carry
on.
Carry on. Stokey, you making
the
trip tomorrow, Stokey?
Yeah,
he's
scared. Man,
these
niggas wild.
Stokey, you must be on the road.
No, I'm on my home. I'm right here coming to Michigan City now.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been on a long ride, kid. I've been on a long, long ride.
Oh, man.
Who you talking to?
I've been from every goddamn well.
I heard that.
Stokey, is there a chance you're
going to
have some woo-woo with you tomorrow?
I ain't been down south or none of that shit. Get none.
Okay, all right. We'll make you want something else.
I ain't had nothing about a kid. About a year. The last time I went down south to the track, that was the last time I got home. The last time I went down south. About a year ago.
I'm going to hit the street tomorrow probably about 5-6 o'clock so I can try to get this thing to see if I'm gonna be able to bring this car or not. I just want to have some fun. I don't care if I want to lose. I just want to go have some fun.
Yeah. Get any motherfucker on my ass home, man.
Did anybody lock in tonight?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be all day getting there. Like I said, I hope I can
this everything go right, I should be there with this car by noontime if everything go right. But if I have any hitches, I'm just gonna say fuck that and just come on to the place.
Baby locked in with Seagrams.
Anything go down tonight? Anybody do anything worth mentioning?
I ain't hear none. The baby made sure of that.
Baby turned it into a show killer.
Yep. Yeah, I'm about to start hanging that motherfucker up. Whoever line he on, I'm about to start hanging that line up, you know. It just don't make no sense that motherfucker get drunk and come on here with that bullshit all the time. I've been trying to ignore him, didn't say nothing to him tonight, and all of a sudden he want to go at me. I ain't finna have that shit with the wine head, motherfucker. He just had a motherfucker with one leg. He had to dig his leg. He had to go get his leg out of baby ass, and he still ain't got enough. That nigga fucked up.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Some motherfuckers just don't never learn, man.
It's either that or what my grandmother say. Some people are destined to learn the hard way.
Yep.
Hey, you bringing Ray with you tomorrow?
Nah, Ray out of town.
Oh, okay.
He tried to take advantage of a motherfucker with one leg. Now he want to try to take advantage of a motherfucker in a wheelchair. He lost one.
Where Rob at? Rob still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Rob, what's up, brother? I ain't talked to you in a minute, man. How you been?
I'm good, Big Mark. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm all right, man. I'm okay. Besides, them Pontiac boys trying to circle and scalp me. That's about it. I'm all right.
Yeah, they trying to get a race with you, huh?
Hey, I'm gonna do the damn what Popeye did to Olive. I'm gonna give them all they can stand till they can't stand no more.
Oh man, that's the Popeye.
Hey Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie. Shorty said the phone said thank you for talking Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. I had to get them out of there, man. They don't want to get baby off. I got them out of there. Whoever baby come online, they going to have to get up out of there, man. I don't want that bitch on my show. He's too disrespectful, man. He can't control his liquor, man. It's all right to do that shit a little bit, but he go too far.
Yeah.
Okay. That's baby.
Tell Charlie if he want to get back on the show, he can call me.
Hold on.
Not the baby. Not the baby. And he said, Eddie, baby can't get on. He done messed up his pudding.
I mean, if he mind himself, ain't got no problem. But when he started that bullshit, he on. It's as simple as
hey,
that, man.
Rob, man. I heard Rob on the phone.
He interrupted the show too much. Yeah, Rob on
here. Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Rob, I'm trying to figure out why was you laughing so hard tonight?
Leon, why you gonna put me out there like that, Leon?
I got the picture out there, Rob. I'd like to know why was you having so much fun. You was giggling so hard.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Did I do anything wrong or I took too long to do it?
You should have been out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob. I don't mind.
Yes, but sir. See, when you go to talking about that plan, that other stuff, see, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I don't want.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to talk no more.
You got to hustle. Mm.
Yeah, what?
You got to hustle.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Who was that, Rob?
Said, Eddie, get baby out of here, Eddie.
Hey, Rob, what you get? I want to drive the Camaro tomorrow, Rob, so make sure you can bring it.
Oh, no problem. I bring it just for you to drive.
I don't want to pop no wheelies now. And the wheelie bar got
to
come on.
That's what I do. I got to put on the show for everybody.
No, I don't want to drive
wheel stand. I'm going to have it where you can walk half the track, Leon.
Mm-mm.
Half the track.
I don't want to.
Now, if it feel like it's going, if it feel like you're floating, that means you off the ground, Leon. That means no more wheels is on the ground.
Hey, Rob.
Now, at that point, you're on your own.
Huh?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Whose words was them?
Huh?
Whose words were those?
Uncle Eric.
I said you gotta hustle.
Oh, you gotta hustle.
You say you need some ice.
Hold on, man.
Why you guys come in the house? You know you got no ice, Kevin.
Yeah, think about it. You gotta hustle.
Is that Coach Cooler?
That was Lunak.
Lunak, yeah.
Lunak.
I wonder if did Bobby Coleman folks ran tonight.
Awesome.
Anybody heard nothing?
Oh, they paid off that locker. They paid the locker off. Okay, they got their own lockup on, man.
You said somebody paid the lockup?
Yeah, I think they paid the lockup off.
They got them.
It's only $500. You should have got that $1,000. Should have got them to pay $1,000.
That damn Josie Wells ain't playing around. That motherfucker making some passes down there.
Oh, happy days.
Hello, brother Lee.
Eddie.
What up, man?
I'm on Facebook so I can see what's going on, man. Don't nobody know what's going on down there,
baby. Who was
that? Oh. Church on the move.
What's up? Hey, Church, if you start that stuff again, we're going to get you up out of here, Church.
Hey, man. Hey, Rob.
Man, Eddie, how's that jump, man?
Man, but he went at it. He
Eddie
hung your ass up, baby, you punk motherfucker.
Nothing bad, man.
I'm good, bro, on this here. Motherfucker be bonus. Motherfucker be bonus. He's talking that shit to a motherfucker, and motherfucker can't stand.
Green.
And then when the motherfucker
shit, motherfucker,
and
a motherfucker,
he got
damage.
Oh, man,
bro.
I'm
just cool,
man.
Now,
what's up?
Hey, Lincoln.
Lincoln.
I'm a dope. Lincoln. Lincoln.
Lincoln said he
going to
look for that Josie.
I got some.
I got
I got some monster turners and finishing you. Ooh, me.
I'm gonna put some potato and cornbread up in there.
I need 12 steaks, please.
Hell no.
Go ahead, bro. I'm busy. Somebody call my name back there. What's happening? I got fresh car wash, fresh wash and wax, Cadillac ready to go, pocket full of church on the move, and I bring the pretty lady with me, nigga. What's happening?
Who is this?
That goddamn church on the move. That baby.
What up?
Who looks at that goddamn baby? That baby, Detroit.
Yeah, baby on here, baby. That's what he is. His mama, daddy was from this book.
My daddy and mama was brothers.
Brother and sister, yeah.
Oh,
Right.
This is what I'm gonna do.
We're doing
next
that
time I see your mama grave.
Do it now.
I'm gonna
do it
on that bitch face. Cause the bitch pissed on. Cause the bitch wants shit in the first place.
Do it now. What
the bitch wants shit in the first place.
Come to Grand Rapids, nigga. I'm in Grand Rapids, nigga. I'm in Grand Rapids right now. Come on, Grand Rapids.
We're gonna sit around here.
Grand Rapids, motherfucker. In Grand Rapids, motherfucker.
Man, hey man, listen. You got
I'm gonna piss in your face because if you come to the place,
in your face, and they some nasty motherfuckers. They some nasty
I can't tell you.
That's why the dude died.